G'day all, this is Scott Rutkowski from Sydney, Australia, and today I'm going to talk to everybody about how to install an APK file onto an Android phone or device. An APK file, for those who don't know, it's similar to an installer for Windows, but it's an installer for Android. And normally, these installers come from apps that you don't obtain via the Play Store. And in this instance, the TalkBack, which is the screen reader on Android devices, the screen reader, they're distributed via the Eyes Free project page. And they will eventually appear in the store, in the Play Store, after they've come out of beta. But to test the betas, if you really want to test beta software, you have to get them from the link provided in the actual email that you get if you're a member of the Eyes Free mailing list. And then you can install it onto your phone and test out the new features. Now, there's a few ways you can install this APK file to your Android device. You can do it either via having Dropbox on your Android phone and, say, your Windows PC or Mac. You could put the file in your Dropbox folder and then double-click it or double-tap on it in your Dropbox on your Android phone. That's one way. The other way is to download it via Firefox or Chrome on the Android device and install it through the browser. The other way you can do it is using a file manager after you've copied the file onto your phone or tablet, once you've connected it up to a USB cable. But the way I'm going to do it is via an APK installer. Now, I didn't know about this until this afternoon. You basically go to the App Store, sorry, the Play Store, and you type in APK space and the word installer. And you'll find a few different installers. They're all free. Now, I got the second app installer, the second APK installer, and it's by, I forgot the name of the actual company. It's something like something studio. It's the second result that you'll find in the Play Store. So I downloaded it, installed the APK installer, just like getting anything from the Play Store. And I'm going to show you how to install an APK file through the APK installer, which I've already put onto the phone using a USB cable to the Windows 7 PC. There is a setting you need to change under Settings and Security on the phone, and I'm going to show that to you firstly, then I'm going to show you how to install this update for TalkBack. Now, the APK installer, it's just a program that lets you see all the folders on your machine, on your Android device. So, I'm using the a cappella voices here on the phone, so I'm going to unlock my phone.
6:23 p.m. And device unlocked.
Okay.
Home.
Just gonna make it a little bit louder here. Okay.
Music volume set to 50%.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the settings icon on the screen here.
Home screen 4. Settings.
And double tap on settings.
Settings.
And I'm going to go to security. I'll scroll the screen up because I know it's sort of further up the screen.
Add account.
And I'll tap on
accounts.
Security.
Email.
Sort of find
account.
It here.
Backup. Language. Security.
There it is. Tap on security.
Security.
And I'll go scroll the screen up again with two fingers.
Passwords. Verify.
Now the setting you need to change is
unknown sources. Allow installation of apps from sources other than the Play Store. Checkbox. Checked.
It's got to be checked. By default, the option is not ticked. So if you tick the box, I'll untick it, and then I'll show you what it does when you tick the box.
Not checked.
So I've now unticked it. I'm going to tick that box about unknown sources. Hang on, I've got to find
unknown
the option
sources.
Again. Here it is.
Alert, your phone and personal data are more vulnerable to attack by apps from unknown sources. You agree that you are solely responsible for any damage to your phone or loss of data that may result from using these apps. Cancel. Okay.
I'm okay with it because I know it's from a trustworthy source from the Google developers who make TalkBack. So I'm going to go to the OK button.
Your cancel but OK button.
And double tap OK.
Security. Verify unknown sources. Allow installation of apps from sources other than the Play Store. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, excellent. So that's fine. So you have to tick that option first before you can install an APK file. If you try to install an APK file without ticking this box, it'll tell you that it pops up a message and you get the choice to cancel or click on settings if you try and run the APK file before you tick this box. So I'm going to go back to the home screen by hitting the home button. And go back to screen 3 where I've got the installer.
Home screen 3.
Okay.
Home screen 3.
I'm going to double tap on the APK installer.
App installer.
Double tap.
Slash storage slash okay. Emulated slash 0 slash
download. Now, I've got to find my download folder, so I'll look for that on the screen now.
Slash morobless com. Slash morobless than com dot. Slash more option less than parent direct com dot google dot android dot marvin dot talkback dash v3.3.1 underscore b1 underscore r90 dot apk.
Okay, I was already in that folder because I ran this in APK installer a little while ago and actually had already found the download folder. So I'm going to double tap this installer, this APK installer.
Package installer.
Okay, so it runs this package installer. So we'll just swipe on the screen here.
TalkBack.
That tells you the name of the application you want to install.
Do you want to install an update to this built-in application?
I do want to.
Your existing data will not be lost.
Okay.
The updated application will get access to.
Okay, so it's just going to tell you what it'll get access to.
New. This update requires no new permissions.
Okay.
Cancel button, install button.
I'm going to do the double tap on the install button.
Package installer. Google Play Store.
Now it's, for some reason, gone in here for some reason.
Agree button.
Oh, I have to agree with.
Disagree button. Allow Google to check all apps installed to this device for harmful
okay.
behavior.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Agree button. Package install.
It's now installing it by the sounds of it. Just waiting for it to complete it. And I'll just see what it's doing here.
Done button.
Oh. Okay, it's done it by the looks of it.
Done button. Open button.
Okay.
Done button.
I'm going to do done.
Slash storage slash emulated slash 0 slash download.
Okay.
Back. Home.
Go to home.
Home.
Okay.
Home screen
now,
3.
To get the new TalkBack to run, I've been advised you have to restart your phone, which I'm now going to do. So I'm going to power the phone
off. Alert power
and
off.
Click OK. Okay.
Alert power off. Shutting down.
Okay. So the phone's now turned itself off. I'm now going to turn the phone on. Now, you're probably not going to hear any difference with this new build of TalkBack. I haven't actually installed it yet. This is the first time I've actually installed this new beta. It only came out today. So I'm just going to wait for the phone to boot back up. It will take not very long at all. Okay. And...
Sunlight.
Excellent. Now, the way we can tell that this new build is installed is before when you used to lock your device, it used to say screen off, ringer set to 100%. I'm going to see if it still says that or not. So I'll just press the power button briefly.
Screen off.
Yep, this is the new beta. We heard like a little tone and it said screen off. Very, very cool. So this is the new beta that we've got now.
6:29
and I'm just going to unlock it.
Slide area. Unlock.
Beautiful. And I'll just make sure. It might even have a little notification at the top of the screen. I'll just see if it does.
Wi-Fi signal full. 3G phone 3 bars. Battery 92%. Image 629.
Okay. So no, it doesn't say that. It probably had a notification after I'd installed it, but I'd already rebooted my phone. So
screen off.
That's very cool how it has that little tone now. Very impressed. So that's pretty much how you install an APK file. Hope you all enjoyed this podcast, and we'll do another podcast very soon. Thank you very much for listening.